Ezra 9, A Brief Moment of Grace. Setting fresh from the careful stewardship and unity we noted yesterday, Ezra is shattered by news. Leaders have led the community into covenant mixing marriages, not ethnic prejudice, but spiritual syncretism. See Deuteronomy 7:3-4. He rends garment and beard, a Near Eastern sign of public shame, and sits appalled until the evening sacrifice, about 3 p.m, Aobomin Onkali, the hour of penitence also seen in Daniel 9. See Daniel 9. Kenai. The prayer, Ezra's confession, is entirely we, though he himself is innocent. He speaks of a merciful little reviving after exile, a remnant, and a peg in God's holy place. Hebrew yated, stability. Compare the New International Version's firm place, Ezra 9-8. He even calls Persian favour a wall around Judah, 9-9. Likely a metaphor for God's protective providence before Nehemiah's stones ever rise. The prayer's cadence echoes Deuteronomy's covenant warnings and Daniel 9's theology of corporate guilt. What we might miss, holy seed. Zerah Kodesh 9.2 names a consecrated people, compare Isaiah 6.13, not a racial ideal. The danger is idolatry's slow seep into worship, homes, and lineage. Persian policy granted local cults autonomy. Archaeology, e.g. Elephantine papyri, shows Jews wrestling with intermarriage across the empire. This is not a theoretical problem. Ezra's posture teaches that reform flows from repentance, not from outrage. Theology, holiness as belonging. God's elect people must be recognizably God's. 1 Peter 2:9. Remnant grace, we live on borrowed mercy, not punished as our sins deserve. Compare Psalm 103:10. Corporate confession. Calvin noted how the church must own shared sins. Love for God's house requires lament before correction. Practice. Guard your loves where they are most formative. Marriage, home, and liturgy. So 2 Corinthians 6:14. 1 Corinthians 7:12-16 clarifies post-conversion complexities. Let confession precede change. Pray at set hours. Let the evening offering shape your day. Hymn suggestion. From Depths of Woe, Psalm 130. Cross-references, Deuteronomy 7:1-6, Exodus 34:12-16, Daniel 9, Nehemiah 9, Isaiah 6:13, Malachi 2:11-15, 1 Peter 2:9, 2 Corinthians 6:14.
Pray, Holy God, anchor us like a peg in your sanctuary. We confess the mingling of our loyalties and the quiet idols in our homes. Give us a little reviving, tears that tell the truth, courage that reforms, and joy that worships you alone. Keep your wall of mercy around us in Christ. Amen.